Hello and welcome to Sunday's GSFM. Did you enjoy yourselves yesterday, did you? All having a go at poor old Ger Sweeney. I'll have you know we did have technical difficulties in the early hours and indeed throughout the day yesterday. I think that has been resolved now. And apologies for those of you who could not hear GSFM yesterday. But fingers crossed for today. Now, it's Father's Day and I got into trouble for not mentioning Mother's Day back in March. And I didn't do so because it wasn't Mother's Day everywhere and anywhere. So I'm doing it now and saying hello to all the fathers in the world, including my own dad. Happy Father's Day to one and all. It's the 19th of June. How are you? Well, I'm in top form myself, I'm glad to say. It's the weekend, and let's see what was happening down through the years. Well, 1910 on this day, the first Father's Day was celebrated in Spokane, Washington. 1942, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill arrived in Washington, D.C. to discuss the invasion of North Africa with U.S. President Roosevelt. 1943, Henry Kissinger became a naturalized citizen of the United States. In 1973, the stage production of the Rocky Horror Picture Show opened in London. 1978, Garfield was in newspapers across the US for the first time. 1980, Donna Summer became the first act to sign with Geffen Records. 8 years later, in 1988, over 3,000 East Germans gathered at the Berlin Wall to hear Michael Jackson, who was performing a concert on the other side of the wall in West Berlin. The movie Batman premiered on this day in 1989, and in 1997, William Hague became the youngest leader of Britain's Conservative Party in nearly 200 years. So there we go. Just some of the stories making headlines on this day, the 19th of June, down through the years. Will we do the backwards song now before we do the famous birthdays? All right, here was yesterday's backwards song. And I am glad to say that for the very first time, we have a winner from Wales. Yes, we do. Shirley, thank you very much indeed. Shirley Cantrell, a GSFM friend, guessing correctly that it was the Eagles and Lion Eyes when she could finally hear it. So well done to you. Here's today's, and it's a yucky one, and I don't think anyone's going to get it. Oh, it's a nasty one. You're a nasty piece of work, Ger Sweeney, sometimes. I think I have you with this one, you know. I think I have. Now, famous birthdays then, let's see. Salman Rushdie was born on this day in 1947, the famous author. Kathleen Turner was born in 1954 and Paula Abdul in 1962. Yesterday I told you that our useless fact would be about home-based businesses. Well, it is, because 60% of home-based businesses are owned by women. There you go. I wonder if that's still true. That could be an old fact, but we'll see. But there you go. Anyway, that's our fact for today. Tomorrow, men and lightning. That's what it is. Join me, please, if you will, for Monday's GSFM. In the meantime, have a super Sunday. Thank you for listening. And for me, Ger Sweeney, bye-bye.